You're listening to VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Selling antiques and collectibles can present some special challenges, especially if you're selling them in large quantities. Here now to tell us how he meets those challenges in his business on eBay is Dallas Moore. He's the owner of East Texas Liquidators, LLC, and he's known on eBay as East Texas Estate Photos. Dallas, how did you start selling on eBay?
Well, first, I want to thank you guys for having me. I've loved watching the show in the past, and it's real exciting to be here. But
first thing I want to know before you answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're from Texas, and your name is Dallas.
Yes, my father is a huge Cowboys fan. So my name is Dallas Cody, like Wild Bill Cody, who is a Cowboy. And so I am Dallas Cody.
I love it. What a great name.
Yeah. But we got started on eBay kind of like a lot of people, just by pure happy accident. We were young, and we had just bought our first new house, and we needed to fill it with stuff. And being a kid whose dad drug him to auctions every Saturday, I knew that I could get the eclectic kind of stuff that me and my wife liked at auctions. So we loaded up the car and went to the auction house, and by the end of the day, we had a carload full of stuff, a lot of stuff we probably needed and stuff we probably didn't. And the stuff that we didn't need, we kind of just sat in the corner, and it sat there for a few months. And one of my friends at work said, you know, you can probably sell this stuff for money on eBay. And I kind of just blew it off. And then one day, Saturday afternoon, I was sitting there. I grabbed some stuff, started looking it up on eBay. And now we're in a 4,000-square-foot warehouse 9 years later and doing well.
Oh, I love that story.
That's a good one.
I love that. When did you realize that this was not only something you enjoyed, but something at which you could make a living?
Well, I think probably everybody has that epiphany moment when they sell something and they're like, hey, this could be something. And for us, we went to an auction and we bought literally a bucket full of Hallmark Mary miniatures. And I had no clue about these things. And I looked them up and did some research on eBay and still probably didn't find out enough about them. So we kind of just lotted them up in lots, and I can remember to this day sitting there in front of the computer on a Sunday evening with my wife and watching the bidding wars begin. And by the end of the day, we had turned our $10 investment in a bucket of Mary miniatures into a $1,000 profit. And I started to think that this might be something that I could do as a lifestyle or as a full-time job.
What were you doing at the time?
I was a finance director for an automobile dealer.
Okay, you're the guy they send us to that we dread.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, so you've been doing it for how long now?
We've been selling on eBay for 9 years.
Wow, 9 years. Makes you an old-timer.
I feel like it every day a little bit more, but, I mean, eBay is such a wonderful platform, and we've really enjoyed having the contact with the customers. You know, if we had our own website or developed our own way of selling, I don't think you would have that same type of contact. And we have customers that come back to us over and over and over again. I mean, we sell a lot of vintage photos, and a lot of our buyers buy 30 or 40 pictures a week from us, and we develop a real relationship with them, and that's important to us.
Yeah. You sell mostly photographs, correct?
We sell both. What we do is we liquidate estates. We have one account in which we sell photos, and then we have another account in which is basically antiques and collectibles.
So given this, the different types of items you buy or sell, what's been your most interesting or historic find?
Well, Griff, probably two of them really come to mind that I can really think of in my head. And the first one was I was at an auction, and we bought a big box lot of old pictures. And inside that box lot, there was four old cabinet cards of Buffalo soldiers from the 1880s in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And the stories that these photos told were just amazing. I mean, you could see the units they were in, you could see their rank, and really you could tell a story from it. And did some research on it and got some information and listed them on eBay, and ended up going to a lady who was writing a book about Wyoming and the Buffalo Soldiers in the 1890s. and she dug in a lot deeper than we had and really got their life stories and shared that with us, which was very nice. And then the second one that probably I think is neat and really cool and probably didn't have as much value as I thought it did when I originally found it was I bought a old World War One shaving mirror, but inside the canvas bag that the shaving mirror came in was a letter and a little 3-inch by 5-inch piece of fabric. And inside the letter, the gentleman who was in World War One had written about his account of when they shot down a German plane during World War One, and the piece of fabric that was in there was a piece of canvas that came from the wing of this plane. Ooh. And we ended up listing that on eBay and sold it to a museum in France, and now it's on display at a museum. And just to have something that you own for a short period of time go to a place that, you know, other people are going to enjoy it makes us excited about what we do.
Oh, that's a great story.
It definitely
Have you been
is.
To the museum yet to visit?
We have not. My wife's mother is a travel writer, and she gets to Europe quite a bit. She hasn't been in that part of France yet, but when she is, she's going to go and take photographs for her.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what great. Makes these photographs sellable, such as two people who nobody's ever heard of, an old photo?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I think a lot of it has to do with the content in the photo. If you look at the photo and it tells a story, that's something that somebody's going to want. I mean, there's huge collectors who collect nothing but old vintage snapshots. And, I mean, we have some collectors who buy from us who only buy pictures of photos with four ladies in them. We have another collector who buys nothing but photos with shadows in them. So it just really depends on what it is. But if you're looking at a photo and you're thinking about maybe trying to sell it on eBay, if you look at it and you say, man, that's a really cool picture, it's probably going to sell for something on eBay.
Because I see one here, vintage black and white snapshot photograph, couple car hood, hug 1950. So there's a couple standing in front of an old car.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting photo, but I'm thinking back to my own photos from my mom's era.
It's amazing what sells for, what really goes for a lot of money that you wouldn't think it did. We had a photo not too long ago that sold for over $100, and it was a photograph of a lady holding another photo. It was just her lower torso and her arm, and then there was a streak that ran down the center of the photo. And she was holding a photo in her hand, kind of out to her side, with a 8x10 picture of a soldier. And that picture sold for $123 or something, and I have no idea why.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was a neat picture, something that somebody would really could look at and say, wow, I don't know why someone would take that, but it's cool.
Yeah, you know, I have an interest in photography myself and antique photos as well. What's the oldest photograph that you've ever found that you can say with any certainty this is the possible age?
We found a picture pre-Civil War. We couldn't determine the exact year, but the building that was in the photograph was burned during the Civil War. So it was pre-Civil War, but we couldn't determine the exact year.
Hmm.
Some of these That's photos old, are yeah. amazing.
Yeah, photos...
Yeah, they just tell a story. I mean, so many things on eBay is about the story you can tell with the piece. And the old saying, you know, every picture tells 1,000 mm-hmm. words is very true with the snapshots. And I think that we don't take enough photos anymore. I mean, the photo-taking generation was the generation before mine. And the one that's coming now, they're digital age. They erase them as quick as they take them.
And what they take is all selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these Please. Photos tell a story of a time and a frame that is gone. And I think that more so than anything that is out there right now that you can buy relatively inexpensively, I think that these are going to only appreciate in value because people are going to enjoy them more as time goes on just because of the story they tell.
You currently yeah. have more than 10,000 unique items active on eBay, including a lot of vintage photos. What listing, selling, and shipping process do you have in place? We don't have much time left. If you could...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that the biggest thing about getting your listings quickly is breaking down every part of what you do in a listing to its smallest part. So if you're researching, break it down to the smallest parts, and don't get hung up on trying to find everything possible about it. Just break it down to the smallest part. If you're taking pictures, make sure you have a good area where you take pictures. If, like us, we sell photos, if there's a better way to do it than just taking a snapshot of the picture, we use a high-speed scanner so that we can scan hundreds of images an hour. You know, there's all kinds of little things that you can do to speed up your processes. And if you break everything down, you save a few seconds on everything you do, over the course of 10 or 15 listings, you can get an extra two or three out, and that really makes you your time more efficient and more valuable.
Do you use any third-party help?
We don't use a lot of third-party help. Most of what we use is right from eBay. I think a lot of people don't appreciate a lot of the things that eBay has available, like file exchange. File exchange is a big thing for us, and I don't think a lot of people really know what it is. But we can edit and do our listings right in a spreadsheet and get it done a lot faster than we can through the eBay platform. And another thing we use that helps us out in the long run are the custom label option that you have in the your details there that you can put in. And we can put it right into our inventory control system, and that way we can track down our images without a problem. And we just use a big filing cabinet, and every image has a number, and when it sells, we just go to the filing cabinet, pull that number, and if it wasn't for that custom label field, we couldn't do that.
We have really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting lost
this
in these
photos. Has been fascinating.
They're amazing. Well, check it out, East Texas Estate Photos. Really great stuff. Thanks again for
Thank you, Dallas.
So this segment is now over, and it was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Up next, eBay's Martha Stewart American-Made Sweepstakes. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at Endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.